45 years. Girls. Half the students at Amundsen Senior High School fell into that category, and half of that half fell for Bob. He had grown into an attractive young man. He was always running track or dancing, and his seemingly guileless smile, practiced but sincere, made them forget everything but that smile. As a teenager in high school, Kello said, some people thought he was gay. He wasn't effeminate, but people thought any boy who was a dancer was not right. He may have gone out of his way to be a womanizer to prove to people that he wasn't. There was Marion Hauser and Miriam Wilson. There was Mary Vagos, Mary Farmakis, and Melvin Fitzpatrick. And there was only so much Bobby could tell them about what he did at night. He kept the same policy with the swim team, student government, and his teachers. He talked like a normal guy who knew nothing about show business or dance. At proms and school socials, he had to be relatively well-behaved when the music started. Rhythm would bring out the truth. Of course, Fosse couldn't afford to be too clumsy in a room full of clapping girls enthralled with his vulnerability and charm. He had two lives, Grass said. A normal life, then the nightclub life. A showman in more ways than they knew, he presented beautifully. Fosse knew right away he would be a dancer, and rather than dream big, he dreamed real. Astaire was a god, and he was a mortal, and the godliest mortals danced in supper clubs, hotel ballrooms with fancily dressed couples at little tables around a dance floor. So Fosse would too. His new